with running back Adrian Peterson. Adrian, I know all of the records and accolades, breaking Chuck Foreman's touchdown record, being the Viking to gain 6,000 yards. All of those don't mean a hill of beans because we lost this football game.
Exactly. You know, it's a great accomplishment, but right now it doesn't mean anything to me. You know, we didn't come out with a W. So, you know, I'm just focusing on what we can do to improve that, finishing strong.
And I got to ask you, I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week. I don't want to say it's a trend, but two games in a row with a 17-point lead, 17 points, that you've allowed teams to get back into the game. Not saying you're not on the defensive side of the field, but what can the offense do to up their production to make sure that this does not happen next week against Detroit?
Just continue to be up-tempo. Stay on the gas and, you know, remain resilient and aggressive, you know, when we're out there. It doesn't matter. We got a 17-point lead. We want to win by 40. And that's the mentality that, you know, we got to have. And we got to go out there and show that, you know, both halves.
Did they do anything or make any adjustments to take you out of your rhythm or out of your offensive scheme?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't think they did anything. I'm sure they made adjustments, but, you know, we was able to continue to move the ball. You know, we just weren't able to finish it.
Is the resolve still in this football, in this locker room, even though you're 0-2, mm-hmm. tough division loss, to get it done?
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I sense it right away. You know, guys realize it for what it is. You know, the second week in a row that we done gave two games away. We done gave a game away. And, you know, it's the second one in a row. And it's uncalled for. You know, so we're going to just get a reality check. We're not that good to be giving away games like we have, you know, these past 2 weeks. But I feel like the guys in the locker room see that for what it is. You know, the reason that, you know, I look on the sideline after the game and guys are standing around in shock. And, you know, everybody in the stands is standing there in disbelief, like, you know, what happened? So, you know, guys realize that, and we're just going to have to, you know, answer to it and work on not letting it happen.
All right, Adrian, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Adrian Peterson, guys, back upstairs to you.